Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. Wish you were here. Beautiful day today. A little chilly, but it's a beautiful day today. We thank God for you, and you that are listening, and those that are listening on a continued basis. We want to thank you for listening and just being there. Just because you're there. Why don't you give us a call today? 347-857-3925. Now, you can give us a call. We don't mind. No, we don't. And what you want to talk about? It's time to talk about it. So what do you want to talk about? My, I hope it's the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for you and what you're expecting him to do. And you know what? We want to leave a little thought with you. I want you to think of this here. What type of legacy, I want you to call us and tell us, what type of legacy would you like to leave when you leave from this world, okay? Think about that and call in and just let us know. We want to know about it, all right? Praise God. Now here we are with Sister Diane. Hope you can get through this.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father God, you're King of kings and Lords of Lord, giving you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord Father. Thanking you for this day, Lord Father God, that we can wake up with a smile on our face no matter what, Lord. We thank you today, Lord Father. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. Father God, we thank you for each and every person, Lord Father God, that are listening to this broadcast, Lord Father God, and that will listen at a later date, Lord Father God. Touch them, Lord Father God, for you know what they need, Lord. Father God, as I come before you, Lord Father God, asking you for forgiveness, Lord Father God, for any sin, Lord Father God, that we have committed against you, Father, in thought, deeds, and in action, Lord Father, even grieve the Holy Spirit, Father God, we ask you this day, Lord Father God, for forgiveness, Lord Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, for your healing, Lord Father God. Father, we pray today, Lord, for those, Lord, Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, for the family, Lord, Father God, the families, Lord, Father God, that lost their loved ones, Lord, in that school shooting down south, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask for comfort, Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we pray for Billy Graham's family, Lord Father God. Father God, we pray, Lord Father God, that they continually, Lord Father God, find peace, Lord Father God, in you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, for healing of the minds right now, Lord Father. Father God, to you. Today, Lord Father God, I pray for Kahil, Lord Father God. I pray for Damon Thomas, Lord Father God. Father God, for guidance, Lord Father God, for them, Lord Father God. Touch them right now, Lord Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we continue, Lord Father God, to pray, Lord Father God, for the healing, Lord Father God, of Pamela right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch her body right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Lord Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord Father. We pray today for Gary Dunkley, Lord, Father God. Father God, the peace, Lord, Father God, for him, Lord, Father God, and to touch, Lord, Father God, his family and friends, Lord, Father God. Give them the peace, Lord, Father God, that they need in this time, Lord, Father. We know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father God, we continue, Lord, Father, to pray for Mary and Christian, Lord, Father God. Continue, Lord, Father God, to touch her, Lord, Father God, and, Father God, her family as well, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for each and every person, Lord, Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord, Father God. Father God, you know each and every one of them name by name, Lord, Father God. Father God, we continue, Lord, Father God, to pray, Lord, Father God, for Norma, Lord, Father God. Father God, touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we continue, Lord, Father God, to pray, Lord, Father God, for Andre Green, Lord, Father God. Touch him right now, Lord, Father. Father Chad Nimhart, Lord, Father God, praying, Lord, Father God, that he is healing well, Lord, Father God, from his accident right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And, Father God, anyone upon this broadcast, Lord, Father God, needs any prayer, Lord, Father God, or wants to give their life to you, Father God, we pray today, Lord, Father God. Father God, that they are not ashamed, Lord, Father God. But, Father, they press that one button, Lord, Father God, and ask, say, Apostle, can you lead me to Christ? Or, Apostle, can you pray for me? Or, Apostle, I thank you for praying for me. Father God, touch them, Lord, Father God, that they are not ashamed, Lord, Father God. Father God, let them, Lord, Father God, know, Lord, Father God, that you are merciful and a loving God, Lord, Father. And Father God, let them know that you are a God of second chances, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for hearing our prayers, Lord, Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for covering them under the blood right now, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord. Canceling every assignment, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone, Lord, Father God, that will be speaking on this broadcast, Lord, Father God. We render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for having your way upon this broadcast, Lord, Father. Father God, decrease each and every speaker, Lord, Father God. Touch my apostle and my deacon right now, Lord, Father God, as well as my pastor, Lord, Father God. Touch them right now, Lord, Father God, as the word come forth, Lord. Father God, I ask all this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen, you didn't get you didn't get your prayer in. Call us at 347-857-3953, 347-857-3925, and you can get your prayer in, and we can put you on the list also, because somebody's always praying for you today. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Now, let me give, read you a nice, beautiful little word that I came across. And it's specially dedicated to all the beautiful women. It says, all beautiful women, their ambition is physical perfection. And in its pursuit, they are starving their minds and stunting their souls. The only truly beautiful women have well-stored minds, poise, strength, for serious discussion, and a gift of blending laughter with fragrance of the heart. I trust that you enjoyed that word. Now, that's a lot, and I ain't going to read it over. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, greetings to you, you, and you once more, and again. I am so glad to be with you. Now, remember now, I want you to think about this now. You know, before the end of the broadcast, we're going to ask you to call in at 347-857-3925. Give us an answer. What legacy do you want to leave when you leave here? Okay? Now think about it. And give me, I want a good answer, not no craziness, but it's a good answer, okay? Amen, amen, amen. Well, let's start the reading today, and if you find that you want to say something even then, click in, and I'll let you have your way to a degree. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, yes, yes. All right, we're going to start with, I'm going to start with the wrong verse just that quick. Oh, bless God. God is good. God is so good, people. Yes, he is. All right. We'll do Ecclesiastes 7 start with. We're just going to jump around and let the Lord have his way. Amen. All right. Now, the word says 7 and 9. 7 and 9. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Can you say Can we say that again? Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Now, you get mad when people call you a fool, don't you? So now what does that tell you? If you just go pause here on this verse just a few seconds, He said, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, right? For anger rests in the bosom of fools. Now, if somebody call you a fool, you gonna get angry. Hello? Come on now, you know, you're going to get angry, you want to get fighting, you want to get the cussing, and just get carried, you just get carried away. Well, now they just prove you're walking in that scripture. Be not hasty in the spirit to be angry. So all it took was someone to say something or call you a name that you didn't like, something you didn't like, but you are sure. That's who you are. Hello? Then the best thing is to do, keep your mouth shut. See what I'm saying? Don't say anything. Okay? See, we allow ourselves to be, pushed into these positions. And then our emotions that are loose and wild, we let it show people who we are, who we really are. Do you get it? Because, listen, the word anger is just one letter short of the word danger. See, in the word danger, there's anger, right? Yeah. Now, you know, I like this. I always go back to it. Because it drives you to do what? To lose control. Do you see? Amen. It allows you to lose control. Now, you lose control over things, all kind of things you lose control over. And some of them just really dumb. And I tell you, I thought about this a few minutes ago. I say, all of that anger puts us in this position to lose control. So when we lose control, we say and do things that are not nice. So then we have to come to the bridge of forgiving. You're going to have to ask somebody to forgive you. See? Because what you're doing? You let them see that inner you've been hiding for so long. Do you see? Because what you do, you lose respect when you lose control from other people. And you can't find no solution to whatever went on because you're too angry to find a solution. And then you're angry with everybody that you meet. And that's not appropriate. Do you get it? Huh? And all it does is it's something to bring a change in you and make you even more angry. See? And the Bible tells you that don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't you angry, but don't go to bed being angry with your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, whoever. You don't go to bed being angry. Now let me tell you what a Chinese proverb says, huh? He says, anger is the wind that blows out the lamp of the mind. Wow. Can you imagine that? Anger is the wind that blows out the lamp of the mind. You had plenty of light before, but now it's gone. It's dark now. Do you get the picture? It's dark. And what did we do, huh? We allowed this anger to take control over us and use us. That is nothing but the devil using us. Because what is that? Your emotions are just like a wild horse running wild. That's all it is. It's just running wild. The wind blowing it where it may go, anywhere, you see. This is what happens when you lose control. And anger coming in. Now listen here. You don't have to get that way. If you control your own spirit, you're good. You're perfect. You're almost perfect. If you're able to control your spirit. But not many people do. Well, some people do for a season. But now remember now when the Bible also tells you, say, you know, in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See, we have a habit of fainting when somebody says something that we don't like. Listen, you just need to change your way of thinking and speaking so that you can use a different line of words in your vocabulary. You need to find words to just say something soothing. Darling, I know people don't like to be called, don't call me darling. You know, people get real angry if you say sweetheart, and they get angry even with that. Why do they get angry with words like that? Have you ever thought about that? They've lost control. And the wind done blew the light out of their mind. There's no light there, so now there's nothing but darkness. So everything you say, good, bad, or indifferent, they get angry about. And do you realize today we're in an angry world? Do you realize today that the people in the world, all over the world, have lost control? They've lost control of their thinking capacity. They've lost control of what they feel. And if you say good morning wrong, if you look at them wrong, if you're the wrong color, if you're the wrong nationality, you're in the wrong religion, they are angry. Well, you choose what you wanted to be in, and God choose what color you were and what nationality you were. You have no control over that. God has control over that. Now, remember now, what you sow is what you're going to reap. See? And that's a fact. And everything works by the power of God. Do you get the picture? Everything works by the power of God, all right? And your due season could be what? Anger. Or your due season could be just a nice, calm, easy-talking person, a person where they can hear humility in their voice, not hostility, Come on, think about it now. And we are always in a hurry. And when you're in a hurry, this is where you will find everybody gets in a hurry, they do what? They lose control. Have you ever thought about that? Look at a person in the parking lot. Huh? Say, for instance, you got that parking space before them. They lose control. They give you the bird. Huh? Or they'll throw you a cuss word or two. They may try to ram your car. It depending on their emotions for the moment and just how angry they get. Do you see? They get so angry till they become dangerous. Do you see the picture here? This is the spirit of going on, the negative spirit that's traveling in the world today. It's a negative spirit that's traveling. Do you get the picture? And it's all over from the White House to the outhouse. It's a negative spirit of anger, and it's very dangerous. You can't go to the store. You could be in shopping in one of these big department stores, and somebody is all angry because you're the wrong color. You could be pecan, tan, brown, or you could be yellow or white. You could be any color, and this person get mad because you're there buying some of the same stuff they got. They don't want you to even have the same kind of money. Now, what going to make you angry? Money is money, right? And all the money these stores take, don't they? And they tell you, just because you black, I ain't taking your money. Just because you brown, I ain't taking your money. Just because you honey, I ain't taking your money. Huh? So it causes people to lose control today. You see? That wind done blowed out that lamp, didn't it? Before you react, what you should do? Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, and that deep breath or take a walk, it burns off excess adrenaline. You know, don't let your adrenaline get high. And it's more effective than when you sit up there stewing in your own misery. And what does it do, too? It helps you think more clearly. And then you can handle things in a way that you won't regret, huh? Because when you get angry, you do things that you're going to regret, and then when it comes down to the point where you have to ask these people for forgiveness, you don't want to do it. I don't think I should, you know? You heard what Pastor Dungey was preaching last week about unforgiveness. We walk around with this anger. Huh? Because we think that you did something to somebody. You think I didn't do nothing, but it was due them. Huh? Nobody's due for you to be angry and mean and dangerous to them, hurt them, just because they got a better car than you, just because they got a better house than you. People get angry. And then they get angry, then they want to go burn your house down. They're dangerous, aren't they? You see? And they don't think they're supposed to forgive because you ain't supposed to have that because you're the wrong color. You see how that spirit is in the land today, bringing people to the point of being violently dangerous, very violent today. Somebody said something you didn't like. How you going to go shoot the people? Because they did. Everybody is not going to like you. I don't care how much you can preach, how good you can preach, how much congregation you have. Everybody's just not going to like you. They're going to say something negative about you. They did it to Jesus. So why shouldn't they do it to you? Huh? You don't get mad with them, so mad that you don't want to, you know how we do. We all have been there sometime in our life. I ain't saying you still there, and some of you could still be there. But you get that way in your life, and you have done it, but you didn't think it was nothing wrong. But now I'm telling you it's something wrong. It's wrong for you, me, and everybody else. Because you lost control with your emotions. Yes, you did. You just plain old lost control. That's what you do. And you know, you see a person just as quick-tempered. You stay in the mode of losing control. You're mad. You ever seen the people that's mad all the time? You say, why are they mad all the time? What's wrong in their household? What's wrong with them? You know, we all, haven't you looked at, saw people like that? I know I've seen people like that, and I did ask the question. Now, I certainly did ask the question, well, why is they so mad all the time now? And you don't want to be mad all the time now, huh? You know, let's read this here. A fool utter in a Proverbs the 29th. A fool utter all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Which one are you? Which one are you? Huh? Which one are you? Which one are you? Now I call you. See, now I didn't call you that. Now don't get mad with me and call me up and get fuss with me about it. Because the Bible said it now. Proverbs 29:11 say a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Hello? Do you get it? See? You don't want to lose no control, do you? No, you don't. Oh, my God. You got to just count your blessings. And listen here. Some people get so mad because some people just, these things happen to them. Crazy things happen to some people. They like in a traffic jam. How you gonna get mad because they didn't come and make it that time? You don't call them a liar, huh? They were coming in on a plane, boat, or something, and a boat had trouble and all this stuff. How you gonna do that? Say for instance you call them, because I get a lot of calls, you know, on my phone, and when it calls, I'm either in prayer. I told you we do a lot of praying, and so when I'm in prayer, I'm not answering no phone. I turn the phone down. If I'm in church, I turn my phone down. So people have gotten mad with me, stopped speaking to me because, say, you don't answer no phone. I said, no, it's not that. I told you at a certain time I'm in church, and I don't think you're supposed to have no cell phone on in church. Now, right then and there, you can get mad all you want. I'm going to tell you, too. You should have it all you in there to do what? Worship and serve God. Hear the word of God. That's what you're there for, right? So don't lose control with me just because of that. People do that. They stop talking to me. You don't answer. And you know, you ain't thinking about this and that. No, because of this here. When I'm in church, I'm in church. And I'm not going to do it for your foolishness. Because it could wait. Or get me at a time you know I don't have church service, especially when I tell you what time I have church. What do you think I do, be playing? I don't play church. I'm sincere about my God and Jesus. See, I'm very sincere about that. So now we have a problem there. We have a problem. That's your problem. It ain't my problem. You understand? Because I try to make myself as clear as possible with everybody. Any kind of dealings I deal with them, from the preacher to the usher to the keep the janitor to don't make no difference what kind of work you do, who you are. I try to keep the coast clear for you, tell you where I'm coming from. So it won't be none of all of that later. You won't have to get angry with me, and I don't have to get angry with you. Do you see? But now these things do happen. people do get a little disturbed by some things that you say. But shouldn't you face that person and say, you know, I got a little problem here with something, this and that and the other? But I found out when you go to people with that, they get angry all over again. Okay? They get mad and say all kind of things to you. Some of them even try to throw the blame on you. You ever seen people do that? Huh? They don't operate with God's timetable. If God allows something to happen, if you have this particular time to do something or be somewhere or something to talk to somebody, and something come up, God forbid it could be a car accident. Would you go be mad with them because they got in a car accident? Or you say, oh, you lying. Why you got to be lying about a car accident? Huh? You see? So that means the lamp done gone out, the wind done gone out of your lamp, in your mind, of your mind. See? Your mind just done become what? Stagnant. And when your mind becomes stagnant, you can't hear. Huh? I try to give you an answer to something that is bothering you. See? So that means you got to recognize the things you can't control. And let me tell you something. You cannot control other people's attitude and their actions. That's what I'm telling you. You can't unforeseen events. Like I said, a traffic light got blocked or it broke or maybe a storm came through and broke the traffic light and traffic is backed up. You cannot make the traffic go if it's not moving. You have no control over that. So these things... These things are foolish to me for you to get angry about and lose control. See? You need to just count your blessings. See? Count your blessings. Count what God already gave you, what he's done for you, and you trying to stay in line with the word. You do what? You got a car, you got a house, you thank God for all these things. You thank God for you if you still my friend. You know, and all that stuff. Because people will lose friendship out of all this stuff when they lose control. They lose friendship. You know it's true. Somebody lost friends with you. You know that. I know it's somebody. See, over dumb things. Things ain't worth even mentioning. Don't, listen, it's not worth occupying space in your head. Do you hear me? See? It ain't worth it. See? Now, people mad if you're successful. I think it's good if you got success. Tell me how you did yours. Let me see if it worked for me. Maybe it do, maybe it won't. I ain't gonna get mad with you because it don't. It's your thing. I can't do what you do, and you can't do what I do. So we are both individuals that God has made, and he has ordained us to do certain things because each assignment is different. It's under the blood of Jesus, but it's different. We work in different ways. What is good for us? What is the, how does our character cause this to work? See, somebody else may have the job and it works differently because their character causes it to be. It's like each individual actor that be's on the screen. Why do you think some actors would take another movie and do that movie? Because their character, their attitude, their everything about them is different from the last one that did the same thing. Let's say it like this. My son was telling me about a new movie, not ain't new, but Ben-Hur. And these are not Charlton Heston actors, and those are the people I'm used to, right? But so when these other people begin to play the same role, it was a little different because they had to the different moves and different ways of speaking and bringing the same truth to light. And it was the same truth that the other one, the first one, made do. It was the same thing, you see. But they had to use what? Their personality. That's the word I was looking for. Their personality. Do you see what I'm saying? Even in preachers, they could preach the same message day and night, night and day, this week, that week, next month, next year, 5 years from now, the same message. But because God has made them different with different personalities and characters and things and voices, whatever there is, it sounds different and it sounds new. So how are you going to lose control over that and get angry? Why you going to get mad? Well, they got my stuff. Hey, listen, everybody preach everybody else's messages. So can't nobody get mad because the book is made for each one of us to take it and use whoever. Somebody else going to preach this. Don't lose control. Somebody else going to, somebody done preached it probably 50, 100 times or more. But that doesn't mean I can't say it the way God gave it to me. Do you get the picture? I'm not going to get angry. See? And then the people that's listening may be different. And they never heard it, will not hear those other ones, but will hear me. And vice versa. Do you get the picture? So don't get yourself all bent out of shape. We get all off the chain, don't we? And let me tell you, you got to be careful where you vent, too. Now, it's one thing to be angry. It's another to sound off. And at the wrong time. Isn't this something? Every time it's at the wrong time, ain't it? Every time people get the angry and vent, it's at the wrong time. I think that is what makes them feel foolish. Don't you think that? And that's what Proverbs 28 says, a fool utters all his mind. A wise man will keep it in till after. Okay? It's okay to share your feelings now. That's okay. It's okay. Now, but where? When do you do that? With those you trust? And listen to this now. Who are not the target of your anger? See, some people make people the target of their anger, and the people don't know nothing about it, know what they, where it come from. Well, what is wrong? I ain't did nothing to them. I ain't even said hello. You ever seen that? You ever been around somebody angry with you and you ain't even said hello? That is a bad feeling, I'm telling you. You almost get angry yourself. You see? But the fact is, you know, well, I ain't said nothing. Why are they so angry? Why are they mad with me? You ain't never done that. Come on now. You done did that before. Yes, you have. But be careful. Just be careful of your words, Because you know what they say, he can come back and bite you. Come back and bite you. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I got another scripture I just want you to help you today. This will help you here. Let me see, can I get it right quick? Bless God. God is so good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Did I read it? No, I didn't. Yes, I did. I might have. I was so busy in a hurry. You know, I just love it when God start dealing with this here. I just can't get away from this right here. This don't lose control. Because when you look on the TV, everybody losing control on the TV. Everybody is losing control on the TV. Mm-hmm. Now, look what it say. Now, this, I want you to listen carefully to this scripture here. The 22nd Proverbs and the 24th verse. Now, you got to listen to this. God knows you got to listen to this. Make no friendship with an angry man. Huh? Sometimes think about it. You're going to get in and try to bust up a domestic dispute. Them some angry people. Hello? Huh? Those are some angry people. And listen, what else it say? And with a furious man, thou shall not go. Now, if that don't give you something to do, God knows I don't know what will. Huh? I don't know what will give it to you. That don't give you. Make no friendship with an angry man. Now, the person, you know that person is angry. You know that person is mad. And think about this here. When the husband and wife get in the fight, and I tell the ladies, I say, now, you know you can't beat that man. Why you get up there and tell him, hit me again, hit me again, hit me again? You know that's an angry man, and you keep saying it, he going to hit you and knock you for a loop. Huh? Then you want to call the cops. Well, why you going to call the cops? You told him to hit you. Huh? I know you don't like that, but it's the truth. I had tried to stop a couple was fighting. This girl just kept saying it. Kept saying it. I said, honey, don't say that no more. I said, don't say it no more. I said, you see the man mad, and you know, he might have been drinking or something. I don't know what else he had, but don't say that no more. Huh? He said, make no friendship with an angry man. You can't talk him down, and you when you tell him to hit you again, that sounds like you like what he did the first time. You see? So, you can't lose control. He done lost control. Why are you going to lose control? So, the both of you now done lost control. Somebody going to get hurt very bad. Going to end up doing what? Going to the hospital. See, I have a little funny to say about that, but I ain't going to tell it to you today. Okay. About that going to the hospital thing. Praise God. I learned, see, why I know that, I learned it the hard way. See, by telling a nut, hit me again, just hit me again. Now, what make us say that? That's real dumb, ain't it? The man that hit you one time and then you go up there talking about hit me again. What you going to do? You ain't do nothing the first time, you ain't going to do nothing the second time but get knocked out. See, but you lost emotional control and because you ain't know nothing else to say. See, so you lost emotional control and your sense. That's where the you was angry, but the wind done blowed out the lamp in your mind. Now, that's crazy, okay? That's what that is, okay? But you're supposed to keep joy, huh? If you ain't got it, leap for joy. Now, if you start leaping for joy and that man fighting, now he going to declare you crazy. He's going to declare you crazy. You know what I'm saying? My God. But today, things have reversed. Huh? The women are more angry than the men. Huh? The women just as angry as the men are. Now, what making us angry? Satan, the devil, anybody you want to call it. He is the one that's engineering all of this anger for us to destroy one another. And while we're in that angry condition, we are very dangerous, and things are very dangerous for us because we could get hurt and hell be our home. Do you understand? So many is in the grave today because of so much anger. See? Look at the school shooting. Anger. See, mental anguish in people. This is why they should not have closed down these mental places for these people to try to get help. They shouldn't have closed them down. They asked for this to be a wildfire in the land. They want people to get crazy and kill themselves. That's what the devil's plan is, to destroy, because that's what God made him to do: kill, steal, and to destroy. And everything you see him do is called destroy, destroy, destroy. And that's what he's trying to do, destroy you, because there is a chance for you to be saved. There is a chance for you to change. There is a chance for you to do what? Calm yourself and not be angry with people. And love one another is what he wants you to do. God wants you to love one another. Be good to one another. Help one another. But we got to, if you don't do what I say do, I'm going to be angry with you the rest of my life. I wouldn't say the rest of my life, because you need to get it right for your life in. See? But we do these things, and we think it's no harm. Now, I'm just giving you some thought today. You do these things, and you think it's no harm. I'll never forgive them. I'll never forgive them. Have you heard people say that? Never say never. Because God may bring you on your knees, on your face, on your bed of affliction, till you're going to have to look up and see, God, what do I need to do to get well? You know, these things are possible. Because every one of you, he didn't make hell for you. He made hell for the devil and his angels. But you gotta wish to go there. You try everything you can to get there, huh? By unforgiveness, being angry, emotionally disturbed, And we want to call it challenge. Yes, you're challenged, all right. You're challenged to be angry, mean, wicked. You ain't that. I'm not listening to nobody today that's like that. Gonna believe that right now. There's nobody on this line today that's like that. You're not gonna lose control. Let's say it like this anymore. Tell yourself, I'm not gonna lose control anymore. Now, I didn't say eradicate that. You already done. See, now no more. You done did that. All right. You done angry with your brother. You know, sisters and brothers always fighting over something. Don't get angry with them, huh? Well, I guess they don't want to be bothered today, y'all. Maybe they didn't get the call. Maybe their telephone broke. Or maybe they lost their phone. Or somebody stole it. Let's do a maybe instead of being angry. Do you see what I'm saying? Because that anger gonna go on and on. It has a habit of not quitting. See, anger goes on and on. And when you see him, you're still angry. You ain't saw him in 10 years and you're still angry. See? Now, if you're still angry after 10 years, you got a deep problem. You have a mental problem. How you keep that long? I can't keep it too long. I can't keep it no longer and I say I'm mad. I'll be mad for that second, and the next hour, I don't even know what I was mad about. I ain't mad no more. You can get up and say, hey, can I have so-and-so? Sure, here you go. Hey, yeah. You know, there it is. I don't stay mad. I don't let that anger ride me. Grant you, some people do disappoint you. Because I've been disappointed in this last month with somebody. I was disappointed in them. See? Now I heard them, and I know what they said, and I see now what the Bible was saying about them. Make no friendship with an angry man. And with the furious man, thou shalt not go. Don't go with them, along with them, or their and their madness. See? But if you choose to go along with them, you were taking part with it, wasn't you? So you can't be mad yourself. Because the Bible tells you don't make friendship with them angry people. You know a person is always angry. Why you want to come out? That's my friend. Understand, my friend. And you mess around and you say evil communication corrupt good manners, the Bible said. So therefore now your manners is corrupt because you're angry just as angry as they are because you're angry with the people they're angry with. Now, you know, listen, I'm going to tell you a little thing that I found out that a lot of us do, too. We get angry, especially women. We get angry with our girlfriends or friends or whatever they are because their husband ain't doing nothing. So we get mad with their husband because they mad with them. Now, tell me you ain't done that. Now, because I did find myself doing that a couple of times. I was actually angry because she was telling me how he was mean and doing this and doing that. So I was angry, too, because she was angry. So I didn't like him because she didn't like him. Not knowing but in a month she'll be right back to lovey-dovey. And I'll still be angry over what she said. Do you see how things go? People get you all caught up in their stuff. Huh? God got a timetable for everything. Time for living and dying too. Time for being sad and time for being happy. He has a time for everything. I told you he has control of everything going on in the world. He hasn't lost control. The only people lose control is us. We lose control because we think God ain't in control. So now we mad with God. We don't want to go to church no more because we mad with God. You see how we lose control? God ain't lost control. He made the world and everybody in it. So he controls everything. It's just his time, huh? His timetable was set, so things are happening in their season. So this is the season for these things to happen. And he did tell you that many was going to fall away from the church. Many going to fall away. And this is what they're doing. And we still are in amazement. Why is happening? What is happening? Am I doing anything wrong? You're not doing anything wrong. You're just operating in God's timetable. And people look at your church, well, why you ain't got many people? And why you ain't got many people? Listen, I operate on God's timetable, not mine. I'm not losing control because I'm in his timetable. He's an on-time God. You see what I'm saying? I'm not losing control over that. You losing control because you say, oh, I feel so sorry for you. I don't feel sorry for me. Because God has never left me alone in all the years I have been saved. He didn't leave me alone before I got saved. He made my life miserable. Till I got out of it, you see. But he's never left me alone. He's been in control no matter who left me, who came back, who treated me bad, who talked about me, who misused me, stole from me. He never left me alone. He was always in control. He's still in control. People looking and saying, well, how you do this? How you doing this? How you getting by? I'm getting by the grace of God. Because as I told you, he hasn't lost his control. I may lose control sometime. But he never loses control. He's always in an even place. Do you see what I'm saying? Always. Do y'all get the picture? Always. Mm-hmm. Now, don't let the wind blow out the lamp in your mind now. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hello. Praise God. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning.
This is Diana Dungy. This is Diana Dungy, and you are talking a very applicable subject this morning about anger. You know, anger is the root of it is either fear or pain, and a person is really have to be going through something for to do something like the guy did there in Florida and other shootings as well. My question is, now a person is angry. And they decide they want to go and get revenge on someone. Now, in the process it takes for them to collect their guns or whatever they have and to go to the place, why can't that time period for them transitioning from one place to another cause them to either regress in their anger or to even change their mind? What makes them continue to be angry enough to go forth and commit that murdering act or whatever they're doing? What would you suggest that could happen?
What I suggest could happen? Well, I know what don't happen. They don't walk away from it, and they don't try to find any help. They feed it. They feed it, and the enemy keeps feeding it to them until it gets out of control. He keeps feeding that anger to them, that hostility, that whatever the vengeance, you know, vindictiveness they have, people have. And you'll find many people with that type of spirit. They need to be delivered, all I could say. Basically, they need to be delivered, but you can't deliver a person if they don't want to, and then if they don't know, they got a problem. So the problem could be rooted from years and years ago in their young life. It could have been rooted into them. That they become, because I found many people that is have trouble during their childhood. They are very vindictive and angry. The children that have been hurt during their childhood, certain things hurt them, and they either commit suicide or try to hurt somebody else all the time. That's women and men do the same thing. You know, they do these things, and I found it to be so. Talking with people that it's rooted, and I knew somebody, and I won't name them names, I knew somebody that had anger from childhood, okay, from childhood, and they were, these were the older people, 50 to 60 years old, like they're somewhere around there, and they were still angry with each other, you know, and you just couldn't, you try everything to get them get it mended, but they didn't want to let it go. And if they don't let it go, there's nothing you do. Leave them in the hands of the Lord. Then, always, Lord, how to help them, but they don't want that help, and people don't want to acknowledge that, you know, there is that pain, you know, because pain can cause anger too, emotional pain, and physical pain too, you know. So, is that okay?
Yeah, it just amazes me that they don't think about it while they're transitioning. Nothing comes to their mind to say, hey, I don't think you should do this, or you're making a mistake. I think you need to turn around and go back home. But like you said, they're being propelled by a different spirit.
Yeah, that's it, the spirit of the enemy, because that's what he's to do, is to destroy you. And let you destroy somebody else. The God factor is nowhere in session there. God is not nowhere in session there for them to hear. They hear, but they can't hear. See?
Okay.
And so God can't talk to them because they ain't listening.
Amen. Thank you for that, Apostle. A lot of people pose that question. Why can't they think about what they're doing while they're on their way and change their mind?
That's
but
what we
they're
always
not listening.
Say. Like, we always say that. I say that too. That's why they do these things, because they have nothing to put a stop to it. If it is saying it, The mama say, don't do that, son or daughter or whatever. They going to do it anyhow. They going to do it anyhow, you know. And you know you done raised them up to believe in God, but they determined to listen to that other voice, the voice of the enemy. That's what they're determined to.
Okay. Great. All right. Thank you for that, Apostle.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, my good buddy.
I'm glad you're sounding a little better. Praise God for your healing.
I'm getting there. Okay. I'm getting there. If I can stop talking.
Your healing. Okay. You guys be blessed.
You too. All right. Talk to you later on. Okay. Is there anybody? Is this another one? I see you waving your hand, so you better tell me if somebody on the line. All right, Brother Mikey, you want to add something to that? Because I want to ask a question, not to take it.
Well, praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for that. Okay, we have another call? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, Apostle. This is Mr. Benjamin. And the topic seems to be, I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to say that your topic appears to be right on time, and the information you're sharing is so vital, particularly to the question that was just asked. Having been someone that have dealt with anger, you are so true. You know, I can only speak for me, but when people separate themselves from God and allow anger to take over, there's no way that God can talk to you. Because, like you said, you're constantly between the time of preparing for an act and executing an act in violence. Persons that's not connected to God cannot hear from God because they spend all their time fueling and feeding that anger. Because an angry person knows, that if he doesn't, he can't commit the act. It causes him to fear. And for most angry people, it's a sign of success to be able to do something that they have planned. If you look at most of the people that get into dangerous situations that create these acts and cause these acts, you'll find that they didn't have much other success in life.
All right.
These
Amen.
Are signs of success for them. Because solely because of their beliefs, which are all warped already.
I like that. Amen.
You know, when you were talking, earlier about, you know, like people getting upset in the parking lot and you know, people getting cut off in traffic. A lot of times, and this is just me, after reading a lot, and because I used to be upset a lot of times with stuff like that. When I'm trying to get somewhere and can't make it happen in the time I need it to happen, we need to realize and trust God. Because a lot of times, He's the force allowing this stuff to happen to save you from something that you don't even know is out there for you.
Amen.
And the perfect way to describe that is September 11th, 9/11. There's so many people that were not in that building, that should have been in that building. And when you listen to some of the stories as to why they weren't in the building, for example, there was a young man that was in the building because he had to stop and change his shirt because his daughter spilt juice on his shirt when he went to
home.
And he was totally upset over that, causing him to miss the train. So he got into Manhattan almost 2 hours late because he had to wait for the next train. And got in there. The building was already engulfed. The plane was already in the building. So he never got to the building. You know, so we really need to, as a people, like you said, anger has taken over everything from the White House to the outhouse, and I agree with you. And question then is, how do we stop it? Because it's something that you can't reverse. We just need to bring it to a screeching halt. How do we stop it as a people? How do we get the masses involved?
Now that is a
That's
question.
That's my big question.
Well, we're going to have to try more Jesus, all I know. He's still the answer. He's still the answer.
Yeah, he's
now. How, if we come together with that answer, if all of us cooperate and come together with the answer that he gives us of how to love one another, I don't believe we can stop it all the way because of there's people that's not going to hear us. They're not going to hear
right.
God. They don't want to hear God. So those are the people that don't. But we save what we can. We'll save what we can from that anger spirit. No, that's all we can do is save what we can. Talk to them and pray for them and try to do what we can, you know, without making them more angry. You know, but the young people are highly angered today for various reasons, you know. Some of them are valid and some of them not. Some of the reasons are valid and some of the reasons are not. And we just have to handle each thing whichever way God gives us to handle them. That's all I know right at this time that we can do because we got some... We have, like, Bishop Porter and some more pastors right now meeting, trying to find out how to deal with it in school. You know, the children come to school like that. So they're at this time, at this time now, trying to come up with some type of plan. Some more pastors there at this time at the school. Trying to find out how to deal with that and get the parents involved, too, in seeing the picture, too. That's important, too. You know, everybody can work together. And the thing is, the hard thing is getting them work together, you know, getting people to work together. That's
our
problem.
I
like that. I really like that. What you said, that was good. Beautiful, Mr. Benjamin. Good, good, good. That was right. We thank God for Pastor Dungy and Brother Benjamin. We thank God for that today, y'all. Amen. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We all thank the Lord for all those comments that came forth so far. But I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for Apostle Porter and that word. And you know, it's true because, you know, a lot of us been in situations, let's just call it that, where we've lost control. I remember years ago of losing control. I had got so mad and lost control so much because these people had jumped me. And all of a sudden, I jumped up. I found a bottle. I broke the bottle, and I started cutting my own wrist, telling them that they can't hurt me. Now, where did I get that from?
Devil.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was, it took me a couple of days to think about it that was the dumbest thing I ever did. You know, and I thought about that for a while, and when Apostle was talking about that, I was thinking about it. Now, that's losing control until I knew I couldn't get to them, but I jumped up and I started hurting myself. Now, that's nothing but the devil, and that's all that was. You know, it took me a while to figure that one out, but it came. And, you know, the thing about it is when we lose control like that, we're either going to hurt somebody or you're going to hurt yourself, you know. So when the devil puts you in that state of mind, that's something where we got to dig deep within ourselves to pull ourselves out of it or run talk to somebody or whatever we got to do. But it's one of them things that when you get caught in between that situation, that's what we people get caught up in between, sort of. You know, I once had an ex that told me that I wasn't no man because I didn't hit her. And I say, sweetheart, if I got to hit you, I don't need to be around you. And you trying to get me upset, you trying to jug and poke and poke and jug and trying to get me to strike. But I'm not going to do that because I don't believe in that. You know, if I got to do that, I'd rather leave you. You know, I mean, you know, if that's going to be, I might as well get in the ring and go fight somewhere. If that's what you got to do. But that's one thing. You know, you got so much pent-up anguish and anger that you want somebody to strike you. Then when they do strike you, what you do? You call the police, like Apostle said. You know, but the thing about it is, I found myself sometime when we get into that state of depression, you feel like no one cares. No one loves you or no one cares about you. You get in depression. Then all of a sudden you want to strike out at everybody because you feel like nobody loves you. Now you want to kill everybody. That don't make no sense. Go out there and get a dog. Get a puppy. Like Bruce Willis said in that movie, get a dog. If you feel lonely, get a dog. You know, but the thing about it is people don't find these remedies to help themselves. And as Apostle said, you need Jesus and we need to pray more. We need to get into a prayer life where we need to pray ourselves out of these doldrums, so to speak, out of these depressed states, out of these states to where we want to hurt people. But, you know, we get caught up in so much going around us. And as Apostle say, it's in the wind. But we cannot deny that that's in the air because every day you can see that something is going down. Somebody is getting angry. If it's not traffic, it's about this. It's about that. About a week ago, the rent man wanted to kill his tenant. Because the tenant tried to fix the house up. That didn't make no sense. What he so angry about in the man trying to enhance his property? That don't make no sense. But, you know, things are getting so out of hand and out of control with the anger in the air that we can only shine the light that's within us. We got to shine the brightness that Jesus has in us toward others. To where others can see our light and figure out that you're not going to hurt us because God is on our side. You're not going to get me off of my pedestal with God because God is holding me up. See, we got to come to that point. Each and every one of us got to come to that point to where we can say God is going to help us, that God is with us, that God will show the light that he has in us, that we're going to reflect it to others, okay? Because some situations we can diffuse. Certain things we can diffuse because we don't have to respond. But then we get flip at the lip and we escalate the situation. That goes for everybody. Oh, you ain't finna do nothing. Go on about your business. You know, you ain't got to say nothing. Just say peace, brother. Peace, sister. You know, God love you and keep it moving. You know, I mean, hey, I've had people cut me off in the grocery line, you know, and I say, pardon me. You know, God love you. Go ahead on. You know, but the thing about it is this, you know, there's no point in wasting that emotion and losing control over dumb things. We don't need that in our life. And like for some of us who has heart problems and high blood pressure and all that, what you going out there letting somebody get to you, then you drop dead of a stroke because you done lost control. See what I mean? So all you're doing is hurting yourself. Don't lose it. Don't lose control. And I was reading that when And I was reading all of a sudden Ecclesiastes 5:1 it said, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not they do evil. So why consider these things? Why put yourself in these positions? Why put yourself in that? Especially in the house of God, you know, people do get into tit for tat. Even in the house of God, it happens. So we got to learn to control all these things that we do. We have a lot of things that go on inside of us that we bring from home and we bring to the church. Why should we do that? The church is supposed to be there to help us. We're not supposed to be there to hurt anybody else. We're not supposed to be there to cause no strife and upheaval in the church. We're not supposed to be there for that. We're supposed to be there to be uplifted and to praise the name of God. That's what we're there for. But you're also there every day in your life to praise the name of God every day. Praise his name every day. Give him the glory because he did wake you up. That's a blessing. You're breathing. That's a blessing. You don't have to lose control over every little thing. Come on. You know, I knew I used to be a stickler for details, so to speak. The little things bothered me. Big things didn't bother me, but the little things used to bother me. Don't bother me no more. I say, hey, whatever, you know, because I can't control it. I mean, the things I can control, I try to. I ain't going to tell no lie. I do try to, you know. So it's a lot of things that go on that we can say pluck our nerve. I used to say things used to pluck your last nerve, you know. So how to re-remedy that? As apostles say, sometimes we got to take a step back and take a deep breath. Count to 10 backwards, anything that works for you. Go in your room, read your Bible, go to your quiet place. Say your prayer under your breath. You know, there's plenty of ways to diffuse things. There's plenty of ways for us to get around things. There's plenty of ways for us to diffuse situations that we need to understand that our control factor, we do have control over what we do if we want it. See, that's the point, if we want it. And as apostles say, they're closing all these mental health facilities down because they call it for money purposes. And what do we see on the news? Our human resources man bought a $30,000 desk table in his office. And it just looked like a regular table he got from, what's the name of that place? IKEA. Looked like it only cost $299. But the thing about it is this, we can't get mad because that's what they're doing. I mean, although it is spending taxpayers' money for nothing, but all we can do is pray for these people. All we can do is say, God, help these people. Because it's getting out of control. I mean, we got to look at what's going on. And as apostles say, from the White House to the outhouse, it's things going on from one end to the other, from one North Pole to the South Pole and back again. It's things are happening. All we can do is pray. All we can do is take care of ourselves and make sure that we spread the gospel to help others. We spread the gospel to reach out to pull others in and also keep ourselves prayed up because we can get pulled out if we're not careful. If we're not careful, that evil will seep in and we be wanting to knock somebody off. So we have to be careful also in that instance. And we got to thank God that we're still here and we are keeping out of the line of fire. Because as long as we got God on our side, he will put that fire out for us. Okay, and here's Apostle Porter back again.
I realize, praise God, realize we said that. Is there anybody want to tell us right quickly what legacy they want to leave? You know,
Martin Luther King left a legacy to us, and Malcolm X left one too, praise God. They're all left some time, and so many others in the Bible also left legacies unto us. So what kind would you want to leave? What did you want people to remember you by? Anybody? Nobody? Oh, come, you don't know. I gave you time enough to find out, you know, to talk to yourself. Okay, let's turn it over to she'll be able to, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, we do have a caller.
Oh, okay. Huh.
They did
call a while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Mr. Benjamin.
Hey, good morning again. answer that question.
Uh-huh.
Something that I've been tugging on my heart for quite some time. I think it could be part of the answer to some of the challenges we face right now with the anger and misdirected anger and such. Legacy. I don't know if I really want to call it a legacy. I just like for God to be able to use me in a way that when I read the Bible and I look at the different studying material and so forth outside of the Bible, a lot of it is directed towards women. And I appreciate that. But I'm a guy. And I understand why, because of the massive abuse that women encounter and endure from themselves, from guys, from the world. And they're supposed to be our strength. However, I really would like to see guys, you know, more guys or more males involved.
Oh, yes, yes.
Involved in ministry, brought back to the ministry.
Yes.
You know, ministry has become about women because men refuse to step up to the plate.
Amen.
And somebody has to carry the mantle, you know. And there's a project I've been putting together and looking at, and I've been, honestly, I have to say, I've been dragging my feet with it. But lately I've been praying to God a lot about it because I realized that if more men step up to the plate and, you know, become involved in ministry, then a lot of the young men would have someone to look up to.
Amen. And,
you know, a lot of us as men have been down these roads that these young men are walking. So speaking to them becomes very easy for us because we're not speaking from a textbook. We're speaking from past experience.
Yeah,
and this generation kind of understands and connects with experience versus a textbook.
All right.
So, yeah, that would have to leave a legacy would be something of that nature.
Okay. I like that. Y'all like that?
Amen.
Amen. We were just discussing that last night in our Bible talk about these more men and all. You were right along with Bishop Porter also. And who else was that? Somebody else just was on that from somewhere we were talking to about need more men. And trying to get more men to, the foster grandparents, that was it. They didn't need more men for the foster grandparents so that they can handle the young men because many of them don't have a man at home that they can look up to and all. This is something they also going to be thinking about, working on that too. They're working on that too, so. You know, we need you here to help us work on that, Mr. Benjamin.
Oh, yeah, we need you to help us work on that because we're trying to get that to work, too. Yeah, also, just finished talking about that on last night. Uh-huh. Okay, thank God for that. Anybody else? No? Nothing else nobody want to leave behind, something that they can be remembered by, that they helped young men, helped young women, helped somebody. Young girls need some mentoring too, ladies. They go. If you got time,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, hello? This is Diana Dungy again, and I like that question about legacy, and I just praise God for what Bishop Porter and everybody is doing out there in the schools because. These kids definitely need to know that there's another side to this coin and that there are actually people out there that love them and are, you know, praying and caring for them. If they don't know, they don't know. So that's one good thing that I see they're doing is they're looking for answers.
Yes,
and the legacy I want to leave behind is I know God put it upon my heart to write my books about my different experiences, and being transparent, just being open, being an open book and letting people just know what's really going on and teaching them how to, you know, open themselves up and ask for help, actually help from God, first of all. And then just be there, be a lifeline for other people, not be so involved in what you're in yourself, you're for and no more, and not recognize that there's other people out there that need help as well. If one can pull one up, then there's that one can pull somebody else up. So just paying it forward. I think that would be a good legacy for many, to just pay it forward. Tell people about what's going on in your life. Pray together, get you through so that you can help somebody else get through. And I pray that I know my granddaughter, she's in really enjoying the fact that I'm writing books, so now she's writing books. So I have two granddaughters now that are writing books, and I think that's a legacy upon itself, that I have encouraged them to do something else besides all this other stuff that's going on in the world.
Yes,
so just be an example for others. Amen.
Amen. There you go, sweetheart. There you go. Amen, amen. Just today. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thanking each and every listener today for listening in, partaking in the discussion. We thank you so much. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. So you know what? That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us, join the apostle, join our pastors, join the deacon in here every Wednesday and Thursday on Blog Talk Radio. Now, you got a question, you know, you can always hit that one button and we will always be happy to accept that call and answer that question. I know Apostle is always right here to do that. So you dial in 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. And if you have missed the beginning part of the broadcast or want to listen to it again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit, and you can listen to it. And each and every segment, I tell you, that's some awesome listening. And again, we do appreciate each and every caller that call in. So today, be blessed. Remember, don't be angry, but share the love.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Instead, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.